Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there. Our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, or at Brewpolo over in Tupelo. If you're not in Tupelo, you're not in Starkville, it's real easy. Just go to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. They'll deliver it right to your door. You can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning with a trip to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that
beef,
it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. If you don't want to cook out this weekend, that's fine too, because we've got great steakhouses from one end of the state to the other, from South Haven to Biloxi, from Vicksburg to Meridian. Wherever you're going in the state of Mississippi, you're never too far away from a fantastic steak. So go enjoy one at one of our awesome steakhouses here in the great state of Mississippi. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything maroon and white, everything right there at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet Football, the half shell. You can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. You know, now's the time to start thinking about, hey, you know, that game day fit. Isn't that what the kids call it? The fit.
Oh, man.
Is that it?
Yeah, it is, but you don't have to say it like that.
Yeah. Got to have the right fit.
You guys not call them fits?
No.
What do you call them?
What I'm wearing?
Outfit?
I don't call it anything. I'm just like, that's what I'm wearing.
Yeah, sure. It's game day fit.
Game day fit.
You know, I also am out of college, too.
Yeah, I know, but you're still the
my
kids.
My game day fit kind of looks like what I'm wearing.
Well, yeah, our game day fits are what we're wearing right this second. Yeah, I'm wearing a Super Talk shirt. You're wearing a WCBI shirt. There you go. If you're not one of us and you can wear Mississippi State stuff, get it at College
Game
Corner.
Day fit. Get it at College Corner.
Yeah.
Fit.
You're fit.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Doesn't get any easier hearing it.
Priority One Bank. 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now, more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to ask people who know. Ask people who are going to treat you with respect. Ask people who know you by name, not just by your account number. That's the level of service you're going to get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Today's show is going to be completely about the Giannis trade and what a waste of time that was.
All right, before we get into the rumblings.
You want to jump in on that?
Yeah, we got to talk about this for at least 1 minute.
I'll give you 60 seconds. That's probably all our audience will give
Milwaukee
us.
Milwaukee won the trade.
There aren't any real winners in this trade because, like, it's really just shuffling deck chairs on the Titanic. Like, Milwaukee didn't get much better.
They got a lot, though.
They got a lot out of it. The picks are the best part.
Well, they got three firsts. They got Khloe Ware,
yeah,
first-round pick, and they got Tyler Hero and that other guy who's really good.
But, yeah, but is Milwaukee a top eight team in the East next year?
Probably. No, but they have three first-round picks. Give them 3 years.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I mean, and then the other side of this is, like, now the Heat, they're going to win, what, 46 games? I mean.
You know, they traded a lot. They don't have much guard play.
They don't have any guard play.
They have no bench.
Yeah.
And they have no future.
This isn't like when they were like, we have no bench, but we have Bosch, Wade, and LeBron.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Prime. You have one of the best primes ever.
Yeah.
You've got the end of one of the best primes ever, and then you've got a really good third man.
Yeah.
They don't have that.
This isn't that. So I just.
Giannis still in his prime. Bam's in his prime. But outside of that.
The NFL equivalent, if you're not an NBA guy, this is the NFL equivalent of Chris Olave. That's not even a really good example. Who's the best receiver in the league? Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson saying, I'm tired of losing. I want to play for a winner. I want to be traded. And them trading him to the Saints. Like you didn't do anything. You didn't get any closer to a title.
The Heat are better than the Saints, but
well, I mean, I'm saying that you're not any closer to a title.
Okay, that's true. Yeah.
So you know, I just I didn't. I when I saw it, I was like, meh. So
I thought Milwaukee won. That my
Milwaukee,
first...
I think, won the trade, but at the same time, I was just like, this. Nobody won. Giannis didn't win. The Bucks aren't going to be that much better anytime soon. The Heat aren't going to be any better this time. I don't know. All right, let's get into some actual Mississippi State stuff. And that's brought to, the rumblings are brought to you by our friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. When disasters strike, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration does your property and your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Give them a call today at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life in Starkville, in the Golden Triangle, or in Tupelo. You can call Paul Davis Restoration. All right, let's just jump right in to the questions here. Our first one today is from Ryan Reynolds, the actor. If your job was like a soccer match, how much stoppage time would you accumulate by the end of the day? So that's an interesting, like, what is a work day for me? So if you say I do a 3-hour radio show, right? But in reality, if you look at the podcast, it's only a 2-hour and 30-minute show. So do I have 30 minutes of stoppage time because of the ads?
No, you're here. I think stoppage time is, you know, going to the bathroom, phone, eating.
Oh.
Everything in between.
I probably got another hour. Easily.
I'm hesitant to answer this question because even when my company's listening, I feel like they're going to be like, Carlo, leave the sports door open now. Oh, man. Some days I have a lot more stoppage time than others. I'd probably go towards an hour with bathroom breaks, getting food and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if I go back to Starkville for dinner or something before or between my window of the 6 p.m. news and the 10.
Does that count? Yeah. So that's a good question. All right. Steve Mormon asks, I enjoyed your summer school pod last week. I question how you could leave off Josh Robinson or at least honorable mention. Did you just forget about him? No, I didn't forget about him. One good year. I try to leave the one-year wonders out of this, which is going to make wide receiver kind of interesting because two of the best receiver states had in the last 30, 40 years are one-year guys, Mekhi Polk and Brennan Thompson. So we'll figure that out. I may have to do it.
I feel like you got to put Thompson in there.
I mean, he led the SEC in receiving. It's going to be difficult, but Robinson just had one good year, and that's it. So when you're talking about guys like J.J. Johnson and Anthony Dixon and Jarius Norwood who had three or four, or in Johnson's case, two outstanding seasons, it can't be in there. Also, more of a statement, I've really enjoyed watching these World Cup matches and seeing these countries' fans commit to how great America is. You've won me over on soccer. What are your thoughts? Soccer's great. It's fun. Do I think, Steve, you need to jump in with the Premier League or something like that? Probably not. You probably won't enjoy that as much. But I enjoy it, and one of the main things I enjoy about soccer and being a Premier League fan is that when everybody else is sitting there getting mad at College Game Day or SEC Nation, oh, they're not talking about my team. I'm just watching sports, man. And that's what I like. A Saturday morning, I'm watching actual sports, and that's what I watch until college football comes on. So that, I'm glad you're into it, though. It has been a lot of fun.
It has been.
To see these Europeans and the people from all over the world come to America and be like, this place is great.
The Texas barbecue.
It's the Buck.
Like, oh my gosh.
They don't know what to make of it. Yeah.
It's awesome.
So it's fun. Hunter King, what are your top three movie sequels or remakes that were better than the original? The sequels, Godfather 2.
I was going to say that. That was the first one I was going to say.
It's an easy choice. Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Is on there. The Dark Knight is on there.
Yeah.
It's better than Batman Begins.
I would agree. I
mean, that's three of my favorite movies that are sequels.
Yeah. I would agree with that list.
As far as remakes that were better than the original, that's a tough one. I can't think of any off the top of my head.
I don't even know any what would be an example of one of those?
They've remade a lot of those Disney movies. They also, I don't like the live action.
I don't really watch a lot of those.
I don't either, but I'm just saying that.
Yeah, I don't watch any movies. Apparently people let me know here, but
yeah.
I don't watch a lot of Disney movies.
Yeah. Honestly, if somebody said, what are the top three movies ever? You said The Godfather 2, Empire Strikes Back, and The Dark Knight. That's not a terrible list. Not a terrible list, and they're all sequels. So, Wade Jones, not that anybody is out here trying to sell that an air mattress is the best night's sleep ever, but is the phrase air mattress misleading? I think I'd rather sleep on a bed of rocks.
I don't think it's misleading at all. There's air, and it's a mattress.
But that said, it's not like sleeping on air.
No, but
It's not super
that's
comfortable.
not what it's advertising. It's advertising it's a mattress
The
that's
mattress made
portable
of air.
that you could throw air into.
Right, correct.
I don't know if I'd sleep on a bed full of rocks. I think that would hurt.
Agreed, agreed.
But I wouldn't say it's misleading at all. I mean, you know what you're getting into. If you don't, and that's on you.
Yeah, I mean,
Respectfully,
here's the
Waco.
thing, like when you, well, you be careful, you better respect that guy. He'll pull you over.
Oh, never mind, Wade Jones. You are correct. You are correct with
What I'm
everything.
gonna say is this: I think anytime you're sleeping on an air mattress, you kind of know going
You
in,
know what to
like it's not
expect.
gonna be the best night's sleep you've ever had. Like,
Mind it.
well, by the way, I'm like, nobody like sleeps on an air mattress because they had another option.
Yeah, okay.
Nobody's like, I have a choice between a bed and an air mattress. Let me sleep
I
on the
feel
air
like
mattress.
the hierarchy of sleeping is
Okay.
bed, couch,
Couch.
air mattress. Ooh.
Recliner.
Okay. Ooh, no, I'd rather go air mattress than recliner.
Oh, you're wrong.
But I'm not there yet, Brian.
Yeah, I'm there. I sleep very well in my recliner.
Bed,
Recliner.
couch, recliner for you, air mattress for me, flip flop for me, then the floor.
Okay. Now here's a thing that I don't think Northerners know what this word is, but I'm gonna use
The
it.
cot?
No. Do you know what it means to say I slept, you made a pallet?
No.
You don't know what that is. See,
No.
that's a Southern thing. It's a Southern sleepover thing. Like kids, you make a pallet on the floor.
Is that like a bunch of
You
pillows?
take a bunch of blankets.
Oh, I've done that before. Yeah, I didn't
Yeah.
know what that was called
Yeah, it's called
though.
making a pallet. And
Okay,
you
bef that before the floor
Yeah,
then.
you put
Yes.
you, if you can stack up like four blankets and
Yeah.
then put a pillow down,
Or you get a
you're
couple of the couch pillows if you're having friends over. Couches or couch pillows, blankets.
I slept with the couch pillows on top because I didn't have a blanket. I just needed
Oh,
something that was so
man.
cold.
That's
So
brutal.
we've all been there. We've all been
We've
there.
all been there.
Philip Owen asks, it's pregame, a windy night, a skydiver comes in hot just before the State Alabama kickoff. He's taken away with an ambulance. Bully was flying in also, but he ended up on sorority row. What are the best game day celebrations gone bad that you remember? I was at that game. I thought that guy
That
was dead.
legit happened.
I thought that guy was dead. Like
He
he came in hot and beefed it right into the ground.
in
And
the
I was,
field.
yeah. I mean, I'm looking at him like, that guy's dead. Like we
Oh
just watched a person die.
my
And he got
gosh.
up and somehow they got him out of there. And then State went on to beat Alabama. And I was like, well, hell, kill a skydiver every game if it means we're gonna beat Alabama. That's one. The Ole Miss fireworks during the day that knocked their scoreboard out needs to be mentioned. They had fireworks and it blew a fuse and so their scoreboard went down.
Wow.
This was like the peak of the Houston Nutt bad times era.
So this was like,
2011, 2012,
yeah.
something like that, I guess. So that's got to be mentioned. Oh, the Doc Fogel song Biplane. Come on, that was so dumb. I hated it so much. Like the president of the university was an Air Force general at one time. And rather than get like an F-16 to fly over, he would fly over in a biplane. It was just like the dumbest thing ever. I'm not a huge fan of that. That needs to get mentioned. Yeah, I'll go with those three. You got anything? Did anything ever there like happen to that? Like in Indiana, y'all have a weird pregame?
Not that I remember.
Okay. Andy Atkinson, our friend, the enforcer. Carlo, do you know the reference to huge tracts of land? If so, please describe it in great details for listeners who may not know. Do you know the reference? No, so I've already written it down. I'm not going to
You
double
did
ding.
not.
I wrote it down the other day. I said you didn't get the huge tracts of
Oh.
land.
Oh.
I will not, and I'm also not going to explain it.
Well, might as well explain it.
You
They're
need you
gatekeeping.
can do the research. Those who know know.
Well, clearly not because he's asking people.
He knows. Andy knows.
But he said for the listeners who may not know, I
They
can.
know. They can do their own
There's no
research.
way I'm the only one that doesn't know what this means.
Huge tracts of land.
Okay.
Dalton Lee, I've always associated myself as young until Carlo became the co-host, and it made me rethink my age with some of these missed references, which has me questioning: are we even that old, or is Carlos uncultured? I think he thinks both things can be true.
I was gonna say, I think both.
Yeah.
I definitely haven't watched my fair share of TV, but a lot of these references and stuff you guys are asking are from movies like from your guys' childhood, your guys' time in
Yeah.
college.
Yeah.
My parents hadn't even met at that point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a little bit of both. Yeah, I'm sure I'm a little bit behind on TV. I've been watching a lot of sports. It's the whole reason I'm here anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, maybe Maybe there's some references that you guys wouldn't understand from my.
Well, you gave
I
me
did
the
that
you did that.
once,
I got
yeah.
and I got three of
Well, you
them.
also have a daughter
I do have
yourself.
kids. That makes it a little easier. You should do that next time we do the rumblings. Have
Bring another
another 5 questions about a
Gen Z
Gen Z checklist
check
for me.
in.
Yeah,
Okay.
exactly. Mark Burleson asks, seeing all the support for Lamonis getting the Coastal Carolina job made me wonder, is he the fan favorite among previous coaches? Polk, Sherrill, Mullen, Schaefer. On the flip side, who's the worst? So I don't think he's actually that popular.
No, I
I
don't
think
think so
it's
either.
more of that's a good fit for him. It was just sort of like that's a good fit for him kind of thing. I think Jackie Sherrill is easily the most popular former head coach for Mississippi State. Ron Polk, there are still some people who are like, they don't like the way it ended with him, where he kind of disavowed the university when they hired John Cohen and all that. But Schaefer, I would say absolutely not. Although he still has a strong fan base within the women's basketball diehard group. But most people are like, that guy left. You know, he left us in COVID.
Yeah.
So I would say Cheryl's number one. On the flip side, who's the worst? Gosh. Also, I would say former coach Richard Williams should be on there as well. People still love him. He does color commentary for basketball. Everybody likes Richard. The worst. Oof. Probably, I think Moorhead.
You think?
Yeah, because people are like, he took over a program that was built, it was ready to win
Kind
big,
of trashed
and he
it.
just destroyed it. And
Yeah.
it's been downhill ever since. So,
Yeah, he set him back a few years for
yeah.
sure.
And he also talked down to them a little bit in that Egg Bowl press conference where he was just like,
I haven't watched it.
yeah, well, I think somebody asked us about it.
2023 Egg Bowl
No,
or
19.
19. Oh.
Yeah. And where he talks about people act like I took over the 85 Bears or something. I'm like, you kind of did. Kind of did take over the 85 Bears. But anyway, Matt McCann, Mascot Challenge, Summer Edition. Name the teams for these universities located in a beach destination town. Pepperdine.
I actually had a friend that went there. Can you give me a hint? It's something orange.
Their colors are blue and orange, but
Yeah.
it's not orange.
Well, I know that, but.
It's a natural phenomenon.
Oh, I don't know.
They're the waves.
That's what, I was going to say
You ever
that.
seen the Pepperdine campus?
No, I heard it's beautiful, though.
Google that right now. Just do it. Google Pepperdine campus. I want to get a live reaction. It's unbelievable when you see it. You're like, people
Have
go
you
to.
heard of High Points?
I have heard
I
of
heard
High
that's
Point.
like the best place on
That's
the
on the
planet.
Atlantic, though, right?
Yeah, that's
This
in.
is on the Pacific. Much more beautiful. You seeing this?
Yeah, this doesn't
It's
even.
sick, right?
It
It's just
looks like a
ridiculous. It
vacation
looks like a
versus a
resort. It
home.
looks like it's a place where you go all inclusive. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Oh.
So calm down.
Wow,
All
I'm getting
right.
excited here for Pepperdine.
I mean, I will get it. Long Beach State.
No idea.
They're the 49ers.
Would have never guessed
I'm
that.
pretty sure I'm right about it. That's the only one I'm not 100% on. Let me be sure. Oh, they're the Sharks now? Didn't they used to be the 49ers? Yeah, they were. Now they're the Sharks.
Okay.
So, but they're also the Dirtbags in baseball.
Why is
They
that?
just go by that. They call the Dirtbags.
Oh.
So, this is, guys, about to put my toe in the political pool here.
Oh
Okay.
God. Here we
Normally,
go.
like the whole pronoun thing, if somebody wants to be referred to something, I really don't care. I don't care. I'll call him a girl. I'll call her a boy. I don't care. I don't
Where's
care.
this coming from, man?
So the mascot for Long Beach State is a shark called LB, which makes sense, right? LB, Long Beach.
Oh.
LB transcends gender and uses the pronouns they, them. It's a freaking shark! The
Oh.
shark! Who cares what its
You have a
pronouns are?
gender fluid
Oh
shark.
my God. Like, this is, look, again. Normally, it doesn't bother me. If you're like, hey, my pronouns are, I'll say them. I don't care. But it's a shark.
Are we labeling a
All
shark?
right. Anyway, Florida Atlantic.
The owls,
You're right.
because they're.
Florida International.
Oh, isn't this the pit bull school?
It is, but they're not the
Oh,
pit bulls.
is it the Vice?
No.
Because I know they.
They do a vice night, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you give me a hint?
It's a cat.
Is it the Panthers?
Yes.
Okay.
Hawaii.
Are they? Oh, Oh, they have some good uniforms. Ooh.
Their
Oh,
fit is good.
their fit is good. Dang, I know this one. What is it? You're gonna have to say it.
Can't believe you don't know they're the Rainbow
That's
Warriors.
what it is. I knew something good.
Come on.
Dang, I'm sorry, Hawaii.
That's a tough one there. Our buddy Rob Hadaway, we'll do his questions and we'll go to the break here. In today's world of college football, how many times would Jackie Sherrill would have been fired prior to his actual departure? He would have been fired when he castrated the bull. That would have gotten him fired.
He castrated a bull?
I love that you don't know this stuff. It makes me
I'm
happy. I
sorry,
love telling the stories.
everyone.
Yes, 1992, his first year here, they beat Texas. That was a big, huge win. And of course, he coached at A&M all those years, so he hated
Yeah.
Texas anyway. And prior to the 1992 game, he had the team come out and they watched somebody from the vet school castrate a bull. And
See, that could never happen anymore.
that's what I'm saying. We've had friend of the show, Matt Caldwell, on here to tell that story about how they were the whole thing came about and they watched it happen and all this.
Like on the field.
I think he took them over to the vet school. I could be wrong. I don't think they brought a cow to the practice
Like
field.
prior to
They didn't bring a
the
big
game, they're
bull.
like, hey, this is
Yeah.
what
Well,
we're gonna do.
yeah. Basically, that's basically what
Oh,
happened.
dude,
But
that's
yeah, he would have gotten
awesome.
fired right then. That would have been a massive scandal nowadays. But that's a fa that that's the answer is he would have been fired then.
That's awesome.
I mean, he did. He also called Billy Brewer, Ole Miss's head coach at the time, a habitual liar. I think no, it's the other way around. Brewer called him called Jackie a habitual liar, and Jackie said Billy can't spell habitual. So
That's great.
those two guys hated each other, and it was fantastic. Don't ever tell me that the rivalry should be less toxic. It's at its best when it's toxic. How do we feel about Jeff Kent going in the Hall of Fame, but Will Clark still isn't in it? Will Clark should be in the Hall of Fame.
Thousand percent.
I won't d disparage Jeff Kent. Jeff Kent, especially as a second baseman, put up massive numbers. But Will Clark should be in the Hall of Fame. There's just no doubt in my mind. Especially when you talk about like a steroid era player who clearly didn't take steroids because his career had the normal path where it peaked and then it went downhill. He didn't stay at his peak for 15 years or
Yeah,
something. Will Clark should be a Hall of Fame.
I agree.
All right, last one here from Rob. Last weekend, we watched Dodgeball with my daughters and the Lance Armstrong scene. We had to pause it and explain who Lance Armstrong was. Carlo, what can you tell us about Lance Armstrong?
He's the guy who doped on the bike races,
That's
right?
correct.
Yeah.
Multiple time Tour de France winner. No, yeah. Is that really a reference? That's a historical fact. I'll give it to you.
I'm down a
You know
lot
what?
there.
I'll give you one. I'll give you one. I'll be generous today.
Yeah,
So,
he was the juicing guy, but he was
nine,
like,
nine,
dang.
five, nine, six.
6'7".
Six, nine.
Box turtle.
Nice.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
Hey,
Nice.
he knew who it was. Good job, Carlin. All right.
Yeah.
Let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother, two fantastic places to grab lunch and or dinner. If you want to enjoy a fantastic meal, that's where to go. Do it. Today, as we're recording, is Taco Tuesday. $2 tacos. All the tacos on the menu, $2. You
Love going to Two Brothers.
I mean, that's a day where you legitimately can get overly full for $8.
Yeah.
That's a good day. And then today, as you're listening, is Wing Wednesday, another day where not have to spend a lot, but get a lot of great food. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother in the Cotton District. Go there now. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. If you're looking for a new copier, printer, if you're looking for a new computer or laptop, our friends at Advantage Business Systems, they've got you taken care of. And they got you taken care of long after the sale is made. If you need, I went to the doctor today, and now they're doing that MyChart thing.
Oh, welcome to my world,
Yeah,
brother.
and like I've gotten since 9/27, one, two, three, I've gotten four emails. I don't want to see yours.
Mine is disgusting.
I bet it's bad.
I've had 10 today already.
Oh, jeez. It's like, let me live. Let me live in peace.
Yeah,
Anyway,
new message in my chart.
it's just
It's funny you said that because when I looked at my phone to check it, I have one from
Yeah,
4 minutes
what?
ago.
Yeah, it's just like, I just went for a checkup. What are we doing here? Anyway, if you need to check up on your business technology, call our friend. Stop rolling your
That
eyes.
was
It's a great
corny. That
segue.
was corny, but that was good.
601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. What are you looking for, Mississippi State? They've got it at Maroon & Co. The biggest and best selection in Starkville of hats, polos, pullovers, t-shirts, and of course, stuff for the tailgate, the car. They have a great selection of Adidas footwear, everything right there at Maroon & Co. And if you're looking to save a little money, we can certainly take care of that as well. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off the regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Next time you're in Starkville, make sure you're going to Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. If you are looking to mow your grass, and I think that we all are, doesn't matter how big the yard is. All right, if you've got a small, what?
Keep going.
Pause.
I just didn't know where you were like, how big. I was like,
Calm down. It's a family show.
it is a family show. There's nothing I said.
If you've got a regular size yard, if you're just a normal homeowner, you want to talk about those John Deere zero turn mowers. Great deals, great financing available. But if you got the big jobs, if you own a huge tract of land, you might need to talk about the John Deere compact tractors with the attachments. They've got them all, 1 through 4 series, 1 through 5 series, I think, up at Scruggs. Everything you're looking for, the jobs that you need to get done, you can get them done with a trip to Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, where they have what you want
Oh, a
for
little
less.
beef on that there.
Well, it's a little oomph.
It's Saltillo.
In Saltillo.
It's there.
I've got, everybody, I have a different ad reads that I do different ways. I have my Ford on my Mississippi Ford dealers one where I accentuate different things. You got to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, sure.
So it's you don't want to just be monotone
No,
with
you
the
gotta
ad.
put some oomph in
Got to
it.
put a little beef in there.
Yeah,
Yeah,
a little
exactly.
beef.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Good Hope Land and Timber. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, call Good Hope Land and Timber. If you're looking to help find, get some help managing your resources, managing your land, managing your timber, Good Hope Land and Timber is certainly here for that. But if you are trying to buy right now, they can make that happen for you as well, be it a couple hundred or a couple thousand acres. They're experts in their field. You can make them experts in your field with a phone call. 601-442-9888 or visit them online, g-hope.com. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. The Allegheny Boys tennis program. Did you know that Dan Mullen and Joe Morehead will be facing off again on September 26th as UNLV visits Akron? What percentage chance does Akron have? Well, I'll tell you. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to give Joe Morehead the what for. He's already 0-1 against me. He's never beaten me. And it's not going to happen again. My running Rebels are going to run all over the Zips. Yeah. And, half the teams in the, every weekend, half the teams are going to win, half the teams are going to lose. Joe Morehead's going to be in the half that loses.
Yeah.
There we go.
They're gonna win.
What was your favorite game, state game that you saw in Jackson? Sadly, the only win I saw was 1983 against Navy. I didn't see state win. So the first game I ever went to was 1981, Mississippi State versus Southern Miss, and state lost 7-6. And
Ooh.
Southern didn't cross midfield and still won. They scored on a punt return.
Man.
Incredible. That was at the time, for a long time, that was the most heavily attended game in the state of Mississippi's history. Place was packed.
6-7 game.
Yeah, place, I mean, both teams were ranked in the top 20. So yeah, final score was 7-6.
Wait,
So,
reverse.
but I didn't see state win until 1990. So that's my answer. The 1990 game against LSU, state won 34-22. They were winning 31-3 at one point. I thought my dad was going to have a damn heart attack. He was like, "I can't believe we're beating these guys like this." It was unbelievable. We just killed them that day, and it was a lot of fun. I never saw state win a game in Jackson other than that. I went to 5 Egg Bowls in Jackson, lost them all. Saw them play USM a couple times, never saw them win. Saw them play Alabama. Saw them play LSU in '86. They lost 47-0. That was
Oh.
the only game my grandfather ever went to with us, me and my dad. And he had had a stroke, so he couldn't really talk a lot. But midway, so we were, it was state's getting killed.
Clearly.
And sitting in front of us, these two drunk LSU fans who would not shut up. About midway through the third quarter, he turned around, he looked at my dad, he's like, "Never again." That's all he said. And he never went back. He never went back to a Mississippi State game as long as he lived. Just straight, "Never again."
That's
That's a
great.
good one. Yeah. Did you know that state used to play so many games a year in
I had
Jackson?
heard about that,
Yeah.
but when did that stop?
When Jackie took over.
Okay.
So 1990 Egg Bowl was in Jackson. That's the last time state ever played there.
Yeah, I had heard that they had done that.
Ole Miss played a game in Jackson in like 92.
I thought it was like only the Egg Bowl, but I guess not.
No. So, like in the 80s, State would play, if State played six, had six home games, they would play four of them in Jackson.
Why?
Like every year, whenever they play, they didn't. LSU, this is a story I've told a lot. LSU did not play in Starkville from 1928 to 1982. And in that stretch, there's like a 25-year stretch where they played every game in Baton Rouge. Like teams just refused to travel to Mississippi, and our administration was just like, okay.
But Jackson's the place they won't
They
go?
because you could get there at least, and you had a bigger stadium.
Yeah, I
At the
get
time,
airport
that
is
stadium was
wild, I
bigger.
guess. Yeah.
Yeah, that stadium held 60,000, whereas
What
Scott
stadium is it? Is it?
Memorial Stadium.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Is
But
that?
yeah, like in 1980, the last four games of the season were all in Jackson.
Wow. Why? Just why? I don't get why you wouldn't just come to Starkville.
Because there were
Was
no, there, no
Starkville not?
at
I
that
don't.
time, the highways didn't get you to Starkville. Like
Oh.
you had to take a bunch of two-lane roads.
Okay, that makes
And
sense.
I mean, that's just the way it was. So
Jeez.
yeah, like I mean, now you got me curious. Hold on. So, but yeah, Jackie came in and was like, no, they can come to Starkville.
Yeah,
And
good.
so yeah, let me not Mississippi College. Nobody cares about that. They don't even have a football team anymore. So go back to 1990. Hold on here. 1990, Mississippi State played the last two games of the season were in Jackson against LSU and Ole Miss. 88, they played two in Jackson against Southern Miss. So State used to play every year USM and Ole Miss in Jackson. Then in 89, the last two games of the series before it went on hiatus, they played in Hattiesburg and then in Starkville. And they got those were the last two games against Southern from 1990. The State didn't play USM from 1990 to 2014.
Wow, they didn't play them for that
They just
long.
said, the hell with that. We're not playing them anymore.
And they played them last year, but they don't have them again probably for a
I think
while.
it's two more years. I think they're coming back on. Yeah, 86. Well, I was wrong. 86, the last two games, they played three games in Jackson. So in 86, they played one, two, three. They played four games in Starkville and three games in Jackson.
Wow.
And then when's the last
Was
time they
Davis
had?
Wade just the lower bowl at that point?
Yeah, there were no
Okay,
upperdecks.
I thought so.
81, they played one, two, three, four. They played five games in Jackson. They played Memphis,
Would
Florida,
they have like a good
Memphis,
fan
Missouri.
presence
Yeah, I
there?
mean, yeah, the stadium would be full. Yeah.
That's just like 2 hours away from where
Yeah.
the college is.
But I mean, there's still a ton of State fans in that area.
Oh, I understand that, but
So
it's
yeah, in 81, State played Memphis, Florida, Missouri, Southern Miss, and Ole Miss in Jackson. In 1980, the last four games of the year, Auburn, Alabama, LSU, Ole Miss, all in Jackson.
jeez.
So yeah, I mean that's just the way it was. So in 78, State played one, two, three, four, five, six of their 11 games in neutral sites. And then they played, how many games did they actually play at home? One. Two home games the whole year, Florida State and Auburn.
I mean,
Just
I
it's just crazy to
just
think
feel for
about.
the students at that point.
Yeah, I mean you literally never saw, like, you never saw an Egg Bowl at home. The first Egg Bowl back on campus was in 91.
I'm glad Jackie Sherrill was like, this is
Yeah, he's
BS.
basically
We need
yeah,
to
he
do
it's
this.
basically what he said. So
Yeah.
all right. Good trip down memory lane there. Justin Strawn. Carlo is a young man, so we should prepare for what awaits him when he is no longer a young
Wow.
man.
Okay.
There's going to come a day when something happens and it dawns on him, I am now old. Brian, when did that realization hit you and what was the cause? For me, it was when I realized I'd rather listen to audiobooks or podcasts when I drive instead of music. That's a tough one. I think it was the time when I started realizing that at night I would get up and go sleep in the recliner because it hurt to lay down for 8 hours. And I was like, it hurts to lay down. That's an old man thing. So that was mine. So that would have been like 5 or 6 years ago where I was just like, oh God. You know, that and like I'm at this age now where I'm seeing so many of the players that I saw growing up, or even players that when I was already grown up, their kids are playing college sports now. Like seeing Maurice Jones-Drew Jr. committing to UCLA, I was
Oh,
like,
I mean, yeah,
that's a
I want
brutal.
him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the one that makes you feel
Yeah, a little
really
bit.
old. I'm discussing Shawshank Redemption on my podcast this week. It's probably the one movie I saw more than any other that being played on TNT on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon in the last 30 years. What movie or movies do you think you've noticed playing on TNT or Saturday or Sunday afternoons the most in your lifetime? It's another thing that you don't do anymore. Like, there's no channel surfing anymore.
No,
like that used to,
YouTube TV for
right.
Me.
You just go to find what you want, or if you want to watch a movie, you find it on streaming and you just turn
Netflix
it on.
Netflix or Prime.
Right, yeah. Right. So, the answer is probably Roadhouse. Shawshank is up there though. It's been on a ton. I'm trying to think. Is anything else standing out to me? Gone in 60 Seconds would be on there. That's on a ton. Yeah, there you go. On Monday morning, it was pouring down rain, and because I'm doing my best to try and live a healthier lifestyle, I threw on a rain jacket and went running anyway. This is not something I would have ever considered just a year ago. What's something that you've done in your life that was once inconceivable to you?
Ooh.
I've asked Nick Saban a question.
That had to be intimidating.
Yeah. It was, but I mean, like, I did it.
Yeah.
And I've asked Steve Spurrier a question too. And like, that's something I never would have thought. So this job has given me that opportunity to do that.
I've got a few. I was never a running kid growing up, like he was talking about running.
Mm-hmm.
And then I randomly joined the cross country team in high school and did it for 3 years, enjoyed every second of it. Mm-hmm. Now, do I run anymore? Absolutely not. It's extremely painful. My body does not like it, but that's something that I never thought I would do, and I ended up doing. In terms of sports, yeah, I never thought I'd ask Kurt Cignetti a question.
Yeah.
That was intimidating.
When did you do that?
So Tom Allen gets fired. They lose the last game. This is my senior year.
Yeah.
He gets hired in December and has at his introductory press conference.
Yeah. You were still there.
Yeah, it was December of my senior year.
Yeah.
So I was still had, what, 5 months left?
Yeah. Yeah.
Raised my hand. It's.
Were you like that, really?
I wasn't like that, actually. But, like, the third question of that press conference, he, like, ripped somebody. And yeah. I was like, oh.
Like that, huh?
This is not a warm welcome. This is, okay.
Yeah.
You could clearly tell that he did not want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, he just wanted to get through his introductory press conference and move on.
I got you.
So, yeah, asking him a question. Asking Mike Woodson a question sometimes was a little intimidating as well, especially if they got their butt beat, which they did a lot.
Yeah.
Asking a question to him sometimes, you're like, this might get spit back and thrown at you. Chris Beard threw a question back at me.
Did he?
Yeah, and that one wasn't very fun. I've talked to him one-on-one a few times, though, so we're fine, yeah. But that was a little intimidating.
Arnett threw one back at me, but when he was still a defensive coordinator, what did he say? I said, what's the position where you feel like you got to improve the most this spring?
That's not a bad question at all.
And he was just like, I think that's a terrible question. We got to get better everywhere. And I was like, so it's like,
going to go home and never come out of the house again.
Never mind.
Exactly.
So, all right. Ford Polk says, Carlo, I am so sorry I got you a check mark last week. I genuinely feel bad about getting your hopes up.
What does that mean?
Well, he must have made a reference that you didn't get.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah. I'll rank these video game characters as mascots. Doom Guy, Kratos, Master Chief, and Geralt. Those are four games, by the way. I played Doom, but I haven't played the other three. I've played one God of War. Excuse me. I never played Halo, and I never played The Witcher.
I never played really any of those.
Not a video game guy?
I used to grind Call of Duty, though.
Okay.
I used to grind that stuff in middle school. That
Frosty.
That and then the sports video games, I'm really
good. Yeah, the sports ones. So, like, I didn't play Halo. I played a lot of Gears of War. So, Marcus Fenix would have been on my list there. Trying to think of other, like, games. I played all of the Arkham games, but Batman is not going to go on this list. I would probably rank the Master Chief as probably one. You see Master Chief out in public. Then probably Kratos, Geralt, and then Doom Guy. You don't really get to see Doom Guy that much. You see the end of his gun. Also, how much differently does Rick Stansberry's career end if we get Jimmy Butler to campus? So I looked this up. I didn't know this one. This was one even I didn't.
Committed here?
He was not committed here. Apparently they recruited him, but it ended up not going that way. But like it's just like an anecdote in an article about him. I don't remember his recruitment at all. So differently though. They had Jimmy Butler.
He went to a community college before he went to Marquette.
Yes.
So this was between those
this
two.
This is apparently, no, he was recruited out of high school by State. And then he was recruited again out of the community college, but he decided to go somewhere else.
Wow. Yeah, that would have been.
I mean, the thing about Rick Stansberry's career is not so much even Jimmy Butler. Like, what is it if Monte Ellis and Travis Outlaw don't get drafted. And you could have had those two guys for a couple of years or something. So, Brick Thomas, smoking my first brisket today as y'all read this. Do you have faith? Brick, we're going to believe in you. Better
Smoke
you
that
than
brisket,
me.
brother.
Better you than me. I ran into a former MSU football player, Danny Weatherly. He played from 58 to 62. I almost got to talk to Bailey Howell as well. What are y'all's best interactions with former players? Well, I mean, it's a little different for me, obviously, and Carla, because we do this for a living. I ran into, I'm trying to think of somebody. I mean, I'm friends with Chad Bumpus, so that I don't know if that counts or not. I'm also, I would, I don't know. I hate saying like overstepping, but I think I would say I'm friends with Jake Mangum. Like I could text Mangum.
And he respond.
I could just text him like, hey, how you doing? And we would have a conversation. So, that's probably it. You any former Indiana guys that you covered that you,
Yeah, I used to be friends with this guy on the soccer team, and one of them, the starting punter for the football team my senior year, we were
Probably the most active guy on campus. So you're that Indiana team.
seriously. Yeah, James Evans, he was he we were good buddies by the end of senior year. And he was a really cool dude. He's from Australia, so he had this crazy accent. And I thought it was hilarious. Because Australian
Australian
accent,
slingers, man. That's a thing.
he would nuke those footballs too. He was actually one of the few good players on the my senior year team. But yeah, I was friends with him, and then there's a soccer player named Tommy Mihalik. We had class together. He was a pretty cool dude. Now he's in the MLS and he's killing it. So
Nice.
I mean, I would probably text those guys. I don't even know if I have their numbers, but I could probably throw them on Instagram and they'd respond. But I wouldn't say I'm
What
friends with them, but I used to be.
I should throw in that Daryl Wilson was my daughter's PE coach in elementary school. So got to see him every now and then. Hey, got me curious now. Most famous phone number you got?
He changed it, but I had Lane Kiffin's.
Nice.
But he changed it.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. Yeah.
I think that he takes the cake.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, Brogan Fairchild. What's the sketchiest thing you've bought and consumed from a gas station?
That's a really good. See, this is a great
So,
Rumblings
this
question.
is a great question. So, one of my former co-hosts, Bob, was a huge proponent of like the roller taquitos and stuff.
Yeah,
He loved
that's a
them.
gamble.
Yeah, it's a gamble.
That's a
It's a
gamble.
big one. Trying to think if I ever gotten like something like I've gotten some gas station pizza, like some Hunt Brothers pizza that I was sitting there overnight.
Oh.
Like came in early in the morning, it was still there. But I've done that. That's probably the answer.
I think anything that you get that's cold or warm at a gas station that they made,
Yeah.
rolling the dice here a little bit.
It's got to be pre-made. If they're back there making sandwiches and they make you a sandwich, like the one we have on Starville at
Yeah.
76,
Well, no, that's
that's a
different.
quality. But if you're getting a
I'm
pre-made
talking
thing,
about wrapped up. It's got the
yeah,
receipt on
don't
it.
want that. That's bad.
Anytime you get those, I've bought a sandwich from that. I got a buffalo chicken
Oh,
sandwich from there
that
once.
could go bad.
It was a gamble, and it
You ever gotten
last blew my car at the same time
the
that I was like,
microwave cheeseburgers? Been one of those?
no, I
I
haven't.
have. It's not great. You ever done gas station sushi?
No, I don't roll the
I
dice that
wouldn't
hard.
either. I wouldn't either.
I don't
There's a place in Memphis they say
gas
has like
station fish. Are you kidding
it
me?
has gas station sushi. People say it's pretty good.
No way.
The smallest nation ever to play in a World Cup, Curaçao, getting a draw with Ecuador has to be the most surprising result of the World Cup so far. What is an American sport comparison that could help American brains understand the significance of this draw? First off, I don't agree with you.
I wouldn't either.
I think Cape Verde drawing with
Yes,
Spain
1,000%.
was a much more surprising result. Spain is one. I mean, Ecuador, good team, but not. Spain has won World Cups. They've won European. They're the defending European champions,
Yeah.
and they drew scoreless with Cape Verde. That's the number one. The answer to that is,
Have you seen the goalkeeper's social media
yeah,
sense? It's like
it's hilarious.
something thousand. Now he's got
Millions.
millions.
And somebody made a point of, like he follows like 2,000 women. Like all of his follows are attractive women. Hey man,
Man, of,
respect the game.
yeah, I was gonna say,
What would
playing the
be the
game.
American sports comparison to that? It would be like if
If like the Jacksonville Jaguars during the.
no. We got I'm trying to think like college is the best example here of somebody like if for some reason I'm gonna use the Cape Verde Spain one.
Sure.
Okay. That would be like if Jackson State played Ohio State, and it was scoreless going into the fourth quarter. Like, if you could still have ties, it would be like that.
That's really putting it in perspective.
I mean, that's what it is, though. All right. P.S. Really enjoyed what you said about Kiefer McGee. Didn't know him super well, but worked on a couple projects with him in some classes we had together. He was always super humble and genuinely nice. If I remember correctly, he was pretty close to Starville. Does West Lowndes High School still exist?
Yeah,
Yeah,
we
that's
talked
where he
about
went.
that.
That's where he went.
Yeah,
It's on Crawford.
that's between
I know where it is.
Columbus and
I know where it, I didn't know if it was still, they consolidate stuff
the
all the time.
Panthers. Yeah,
Yeah. Okay.
they were actually stop one on our high school football tour that we
That's right.
just
You were in
started a
Starville
part of.
today, right? Starville
Yeah,
Academy.
Starkville
All
Academy.
right.
Shout out the Vols.
There you go. Anthony Broadchick, will the fullback position be covered in the all-time great MSU player series? It could be, but I'm not going to. No, the fullback is a thing of the past, unfortunately. Some notable names, Kenny Williamson, Dennis McKinley, Nakia Greer, Justin Griffith, Fred McCrary, longtime pro career for Fred McCrary. Trying to remember if I'm leaving anybody out. I'm sure I am. I mean, that's a good group.
The fullback with the neck pad,
Oh. It's a thing of beauty. Miss it.
that is something we need. I also know Anthony Broadcheck. I know who this is
Okay.
in real life. He played fullback, so that's why he's
That's
asking the
why it says
question.
on his thing, retired MAS fullback. There you go.
So shout out fullback. Shout out neck pads. We need neck pads
I had
that
to wear one
bring.
once. I had one that was like.
Did it bring the Hey Dad like the letters up a little
Well,
bit?
we didn't have their names on our jerseys,
Oh.
but like it was like I couldn't move my head. It was just like.
Yeah. Shout out neck pad.
Yeah,
Shout out
I hurt my
fullback.
neck, and they were like, "You got to wear this." I was like, "Come on!" It was literally like this big around. It's like they cut a tire in half and said, "Put that on your shoulder pad." A couple more from Andy Atkinson. Now that Oklahoma has won the championship, where do they finish in the SEC next season? Last or next to last? It's the curse. They're gonna be down there. Also from Andy, the Mississippi Comic Con is this weekend. Carlo, if you were able to book one celebrity to headline and you got a free meet and greet, who would you pick? Most listening can probably guess Hey Dad's choice. Carlo, do you know who his choice would
Of
be?
a Comic-Con?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about all of this.
Well, like they have all sorts of stuff there. They have actors, they have athletes sometimes, they have wrestlers, they have voice actors, they have people who draw comics and do stuff like that. Like, who would yours be? Also, who does he think mine is? I don't know who he thinks mine is. I'm going to the Mississippi Comic Con this year.
Man, I Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man,
That
I
would be a good
guess.
choice. Yeah, that's a good choice.
He's got some other great roles in some other good
I know
movies.
who Andy thinks my choice is because I'm confused. I don't know who I think it would be. I mean, if I had to guess, it would probably be I'd love to meet MJF, but I don't know how that would go. We're going this weekend mainly to see Billy Gunn, who is a wrestler. When he was in WWE, he was Badass Billy Gunn. But now in AEW, he's Daddy Ass. But we're taking a sign for him to sign
Whoa.
because my daughter came up with a name. She said it'd be funnier if he was Father Buttocks. So we're taking him a sign that says Father Buttocks for him to sign.
He'll appreciate
I think
that.
he'll
He'll
appreciate that.
appreciate
So
that.
there we go. T, what is the coolest sports memorabilia you own? I got a good answer.
I've got a signed Aaron Rodgers picture.
Okay.
I got that for Christmas one year.
Okay.
I have a Gale Sayers signed football as well. I know it's a Bears player.
I know Gale Sayers is. Have you seen Brian Song, the movie?
No.
Okay.
Don't you dare pick up that pen.
I'm not. I'll let it. It's a really old movie.
Okay.
It's about Gale Sayers, though.
Oh. Wait, maybe I have then.
It's about his teammate, Brian Piccolo.
Oh, never mind. No, I
Okay.
haven't. No, I haven't.
Okay.
What's the coolest you have?
I have a Drew Brees autographed football that says to Brian.
Wow.
Yeah. Also, sitting right behind you there is my Alvin Kamara autographed mini helmet.
Wow.
So I have
What
that.
about the Hugh Freeze?
That's on the list. It's on the list. I got
He
my.
send you that?
No, one of our listeners did.
That's
Yeah,
hilarious.
if you can see it also back there, you can see it right behind there. There's my signed autographed picture of the Rock and Roll Express back there, third shelf. The old guys.
Yeah. That's a cool photo. It does say to Brian too.
Which one is that? What are you looking at?
Well, they both, these both, all
Oh no,
three. Well,
that's
yeah, you were talking about this one, but these two have the as well.
yeah. Well, I mean, I paid for
To Brian.
the two Brian. Yeah, that one's Keith David. the one right there. I got that. I actually went to a Comic-Con. He does a lot of voice acting stuff. My daughter is a big fan of his for the some of the anime stuff he does. But I saw that picture and I was like, I gotta get this. So it says to Brian, never mess with another man's fries. Keith David. Have you seen
Sweet.
that movie, Men at Work?
No,
That's a
you
really
good?
funny movie. It's Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez. They're garbage men.
It looks good.
It's
I'm
really
just looking
funny.
at the photo.
Yeah, it's a funny movie.
I'll have to
But
watch.
there's a scene in there where they're at a restaurant and like Emilio Estevez tries to grab some of his fries and he like snatches his hand. He's like, there are things in this life you don't mess with. And one of them is never touch another man's fries. And so I had him sign that. Andy, you gotta let me know who you think my choice would be. All right. I'm still looking at that. What's the best road trip candy, but gummy only? This is an easy choice, in my opinion. The Nerds Cluster is the king
Oh,
gummy candy
yeah,
right now.
that stuff is that should stuff.
Mike Leach approved.
That stuff should be illegal.
It's so good. It's so good. Alexandra Watson, when you're somewhere hot, do you believe fanning yourself helps, or is it counterintuitive because you're exerting energy causing you to be hotter? I think it helps.
I absolutely
It
helps.
helps. I don't know why it helps, but it helps.
And does.
How infuriating is it, also from Alex, when you drop something and it immediately disappears? It sucks.
What do you mean you drop
Like
something?
you just like you drop like a something and you're like, where did I go?
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
It's on the scale of like minor inconveniences, it's up there.
You know what's up there in the minor inconveniences?
Go.
Eyelash in your eye.
Oh.
Worst. That might be the worst.
Yeah.
That or if
Well,
you
I told you
cut.
about the one I had the hair in the ear.
Yeah, I'm not there
Yeah.
yet. That or cutting your fingernails too short, because then you're
That's a
like,
bad one. Yeah. Yesterday, I was trying to get a spoon out of the dishwasher and it was too close to a knife. So I got myself right there,
Oh,
which is
there's.
close to where the other day, remember, I cut
Yeah.
myself badly. It's like, that's not what it
Be
is.
careful there.
Yeah, I'm just, yeah. Gordon Dendy asks us unreasonable 80s trivia for Carlo, part 47. How many tickets did Eddie Money have to Paradise?
Two.
That's correct. Good job. Did you
Easy.
know?
Yeah.
All right. What was Jenny's number?
Oh, is this 8675309?
Yes. Yes. Look at me
You gotta mark me down
go.
for this.
Do I give you three or not?
One.
All right. But you got to get the third one to get the point.
Well, I get two here.
All right. Whose girl did Rick Springfield have a crush on?
Okay, I don't know that one.
That's Jesse's girl.
Oh my gosh.
But you
Oh,
know
I
what?
should have known
I'm
that.
gonna let you have it. I'm gonna let you have
Oh,
it.
I should have
I'm
known
gonna let you
that.
have it. You got a point. All right, you're doing good. You made up 2 points today.
Oh, I should have
Good
known
stuff.
that. I knew that third one too,
Yeah,
man.
that's a huge song.
Jesse's girl's a great song.
All
I'm
right.
an idiot.
Damon Ladner had five questions. In reality, it's actually closer to like seven questions. We're gonna pick three. Five is too many. Damon Ladner. Is Mississippi State missing a huge marketing opportunity by not having a pain management clinic sponsor our football season, or have we all become comfortably numb? They should have Pink Floyd.
Yeah, I'd sponsor that.
I do think that Mississippi State's football brought to you by Alora Modern Wellness would be a fantastic idea, in my opinion. What's an urban legend that you will always remember? For me, it was that Paul from the Wonder Years grew up to be Marilyn Manson. I remember that.
Urban legend that you always remember?
Yeah, do you have any of those?
No.
I'm trying to think.
Like, I don't even know what would be an example.
That the kid from the one the nerdy kid from the Wonder Years grew up to be Marilyn
Yeah.
Manson. I remember that happening a lot. I remember that being taught. Also with Marilyn Manson that he had two of his ribs removed so that he could pleasure himself. That was one.
Oh, that's right.
That's another one that's not true.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, well, he Marilyn Manson's weird
Real
dude.
weird,
Hey,
yeah.
that's one of those things where you can buy it, right? You're like, I can see it. I can see it. I'm trying to think of is there. I'm just giving myself a memory jog here. Famous urban legends of the 90s. Let's see here. Oh yeah, that Mountain Dew would shrink your manhood. I remember.
Really?
Yeah, that was a big thing.
Oh, okay. Now I looked up Urban Legends 2000. I'm starting to get some of these.
Okay, give me some. This is
Slenderman.
Slender Man. Yeah,
That's a.
that's a you're talking about some creepypasta kind of
Yeah,
stuff.
yeah,
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah. This is another one. It's not really a legend because it's true, because the Dark Side of the Moon, Wizard of Oz thing.
No, that no, that's accurate.
That's what I'm
If
saying.
you
It's not
play them at
even
the same time.
yeah. This is interesting. I didn't know this. Many 90s kids believe the working hoverboards used in Back to the Future Part 2 were real, but were withheld from the public due to pressure from safety advocacy groups. They wouldn't be safety advocacy groups holding back. It would be Ford and Chrysler. They're like, we can't have people having those. So that's yeah. Bloody Mary, that's one. Everybody thought that was a real thing.
Oh yeah. Is that the thing where you
You say
sit
her name in the
in three
mirror?
times in the
Yeah.
mirror? Man, I used
I'm
to
not
have
doing that.
sleepless nights because of
No, I'm
that.
not doing that. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
You ever heard of the Hat Man? I actually explained this one
The
to
Hat Man?
Avery the other day. When you take too much Benadryl in the corner of your room, you see a guy with a hat.
I've heard about that.
Yeah.
I've never taken that much Benadryl.
I really don't mess with Benadryl because I don't want to meet
I've
that
taken
guy.
Benadryl to help me sleep sometimes, but I've never seen the Hat Man. I have sleep paralysis. I suffer from that,
Okay.
but I don't suffer from the hallucination sleep paralysis.
Yeah, I wouldn't mess with the Hat Man.
So,
I saw a guy with a shirt of Bonnaroo that said, "I don't want to see the Hat Man because I owe him too much
I
money."
want to see what the Hat Man. I want to see if there's like a Google image of him.
While you do that, I'm gonna plug in my laptop. I have my
Oh, are
cord.
you? Oh, yeah, that's a, oh, I don't like that at all. No,
No,
I
it's
don't
not
want that.
good.
Did you ever watch The Mothman Prophecies? You ever watch that movie? You know what I'm talking about? That's another one. The Mothman is a
Yeah, I've seen that. It
that movie is creepy.
yeah, it's
It's
scary.
creepy. Yeah. My sleep paralysis, it's kind of a funny story. It's a little inappropriate, but it'll be all right. So when I have the sleep paralysis, like I know that I'm awake, but I also know that I'm asleep at the same time, if that makes sense. So like I'm asleep, but I'm aware of my surroundings. And I can't move. I can't move. My eyes are closed and I cannot move. So the only way to get myself out of it is to like, I gotta like use a lot of energy to try to like move something. Okay. And so that it, you know, I'll grunt apparently. Like, so one time I was in the living room and I had an episode, and the next day my daughter was like, were you and mom? And I was like, what? She's like, about 3 in the morning. I was like, no. Like, what are you talking? She was like, I heard all this grunting and moaning.
Oh my
I was
gosh.
like, oh my God, I was having a sleep paralysis episode. I was not doing that. Jeez.
Oh,
So
that's a hard
the last one I
conversation.
had, my wife had to snap me out of it. Like I was like, you know, it's rough. It's not fun. It's not a fun
No,
time. I don't recommend it to
it
anyone.
doesn't seem like it.
So, last one from Damon. Who did Leaving better, Tommy Pinebox Tuberville or Lane Freshwater Kiffin? It is kind of funny that Ole Miss has had two of the most notable bad exits by coaches ever. And that's Tuberville. I think Tuberville had it better because his was worse. He straight up lied to the Ole Miss. He's like, I'm not leaving. Kiffin never said that. You know, he never said, I'm not leaving. He played it poorly, but
He played it really
he
bad.
was just never straight up like, I'm not looking for another job, which Tuberville did.
Yeah, when.
That being said, I look forward to Senator Lane Kiffin one day. Hope
Oh
I
my
can't wait to
gosh.
see it.
I remember the Zooms and the media availabilities before the final weeks, Florida, the Egg Bowl. Neil had he had a scoop that he had talked to the Louisiana governor and he asked him that, and Lane was like, I just don't know why we're not talking about football or
Yeah.
something right now or whatever. And you just knew it was really, oh man, those media availabilities were hard. That last one, I'll never forget, the Tuesday before the Egg Bowl, Lane comes in and he looks like he just watched like a dog get hit by a car. Like his face, he's just
Which
like
is funny because he didn't own a dog.
it looked bad. He looked rough. And yeah, you could tell.
Well, I mean, he knew his team wasn't motivated to play, so he invented a story about a jersey getting stolen to try to do that.
Well, someone on the Mississippi State media had apparently a story about that, but they told him not to publish it.
Well, that's a
The
story for another
urban
time.
legend.
Yeah, it's another urban legend. Hunter Bowen, last week on vacation with the family, we took my 3-year-old daughter mini golfing for the first time. She was horrible, but by some miracle made a legit hole in one.
Okay.
However, everyone missed it except for my dad. Have you ever missed an epic moment like this? Gosh, I'm trying to think about my kids. It's like, did they do something? And I was like, I wasn't paying attention. I saw their steps, their first words, and all that kind of stuff. I don't have one like this. I don't have one that's coming to mind. I don't have one.
I don't either.
All right. Allison says, Brian, as a fellow Midwest to Mississippi transplant, first off, it's the North.
No, she's right.
Ask Carlo Ballone how much you miss Meyer. Is that right?
Yeah. You ever been to a Meyer?
I don't know what a Meyer is.
Meyer rocks.
What is it?
She's right. It's like a grocery store. It's like another kind of Walmart, but it's better.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Is it like a Kroger?
No, it's more of a Walmart because they have produce, but they also have a bunch of other stuff. Meyer rocks.
Oh, so that you can get like groceries, but you can also get
other
like
shirts
car
and
parts.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. It's pretty.
Yeah, it says electronics here on the. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty expansive. I remember when I worked at a summer camp, I worked there for 3 years. When we got to go to the Meyer on the weekends,
yeah, that was
it
awesome.
was
So
prime time.
What are your like? Are you a Sheetz or a Wawa? What is the gas station and thing got going on?
In
What's the
Midwest?
gas station of choice up there?
Oh, like Family Express,
Family
BP.
BP. Well, BP doesn't count. That's everywhere.
Oh, Family Express is
Like we have Buc-ee's down here, and then like I know in Philadelphia they have the Wawa.
I've never been to Wawa. I don't
Okay,
know what that is.
It's like a big store.
In my town, it's you know Family Express. Like it's honestly that BP. I'm trying to think if there's another one, but the Family Express is the most prominent in
Okay.
my. They have the square donuts.
It sounds good to me.
Yum yum.
All right, Brick Thomas is back. I forgot to ask this one. I watched Rocky IV before the USA-Australia game with my dad, and my dad always says they probably killed the Russian in Rocky IV after his defeat. What do y'all think? Well, he's in Creed II. He's still alive. His son is the antagonist. Like he has a conversation with Rocky, so he lives.
Yeah, he's alive.
He's like, my entire life fall apart. Lose wife. Lose family. Lose money.
That's a good impression.
I can do a Russian. I can get the Russians. So, and he can turn it into Schwarzenegger if I try. It's like, yeah, Carlo, he's over here. He doesn't know any of my movies. He doesn't know
That's actually pretty
he
good.
doesn't know Terminator. He doesn't know Predator. He saw Kindergarten Cop though.
I've seen Terminator. I've seen Predator.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. You saw it. I'll be back. Yeah, I know. You know you don't know the line. Big Dog asks, have you been to the Warehouse Market in Starkville yet? I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
Let's you know, what if we had a device to tell us what it was? Warehouse Market in Starkville, okay? It has 100 local artisans as makers, as well as antiques and treasures under one expansive roof.
Where is it?
I don't know. Their website doesn't work, so that's a problem. It's on Lynn Lane. I don't know. Don't know what they sell. I'll check it out. Also from the Big Dog, if you could pick any player from each of the big three sports to dominate another sport, who would it be and why? Example, Brendan Thompson could break a record for stolen bases in baseball.
I see what he's saying.
Yeah. He would need to be really in softball because that way, you can constantly substitute.
Mm-hmm.
Like in baseball, he can't hit. So like once he gets in, you know, what's he going to do? I will tell you this. When I was in college, they always said when I was in college, State went to the Final Four in basketball, right? But I was always told the best basketball player on campus at a time when there were two NBA first-round picks on campus was Eric Moultz. That Eric Moultz would just go to the 10 gym and
dominate
people. You didn't want any part of that guy. And so that's probably – I put him from football to basketball. We had Michael Gohler go from playing 4 years of college basketball and played his last year at State in football and played safety. Was pretty good. Was a decent player. That's a – basketball to football guy. I always thought that Lincoln Smith played both as well. Scott Gamina played football and baseball. I like the idea of Thompson was as a base stealer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think like who would I want? Who do they have that's tall?
Jack Bauer.
Well, no, I'm talking about like for football. I'm talking about like playing, get down on the post, get me some rebounds. Like Jimmy Bell. When he was here, is there like an offensive lineman who's like 6'8" over there? I don't know. I just don't know the roster well enough.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know how tall Miles McVay is off the top of my head.
No.
All right. Josh Watson, I spent most of my past month in Indiana for work. During lunch one day, I commented on how good the pork chop sandwich was and was reprimanded. Carla, can you explain the difference between a pork chop and a tenderloin sandwich?
Well, the tenderloin is
boneless.
Yeah, it's boneless, it's big and fried, and
Yeah.
the Indiana one, the bun is like
Yeah,
this
like this
big, and
and
then the tenderloin is
yeah.
huge.
Yeah.
You know,
A pork chop sandwich has a bone in
I've
it.
lived there almost my whole life until I moved here. I'm not a big fan of this whole, it's not as big of a deal as people think it is. I'll
So
say
like
that.
I, what I've noticed is like a lot of times like Chicago, the locals don't eat deep dish.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah.
It makes you
Philadelphia. Yeah, it's
poop. It makes you poop, bro. Oh my gosh. Deep dish, are you kidding me?
I didn't know you were going there. But like also I like Philadelphia people, they don't eat a lot of cheesesteak.
No.
You
Now, I'll say Portillo's wonderful. Now, it's
know.
not
For
something
Italian
I'm
beef.
getting it every time. Yeah, you got to get dipped though, but I'm not getting it every time. But, you know, honestly, if I'm not in Chicago, I'll get it. But if I am, or excuse me, if I'm, if I'm not in Chicago, I will get it. There's some in Indy. But if I am in Chicago, there's way too many good restaurants
There you
there.
go. Also from Josh, also not directly state related, but still fun for me. Brian, how shocking was Ole Miss's 2016 draft
Was
night?
that the Laramie Tunsil?
Yeah.
I remember that.
If I was doing an Ole Miss podcast, that would have easily, the Ole Miss version of shocking moments would have been fun.
He was top
Because
three projected,
he's
right?
number one. He was going to go number
Oh
one.
my gosh.
And I mean, you
He
know,
still ended up going. He's actually had a very
I
good
think he went
career.
like 12th and
Yeah.
he's turned it into, he's made a ton of money.
Yeah.
But
He really went
that,
for it.
freeze, all the freeze stuff. I don't know how I would have separated it from like him losing his job to, you know, everything that he did. Tuberville, Kiffin. They've had some big ones. They've had some real shocking moments. Brendan Morrow, if Mississippi State had to retire Bully and completely change mascots, what would you want the new mascot to be? This is one of those questions I never know how to answer. It's like if State had to stop wearing maroon and white, what would it be? Like, I can't do that. My brain don't accept it. So
No, they're the Bulldogs, and they've been that forever.
yeah, I don't know what the answer would be. I guess I want to be like a big maroon guy. Big Red for Western Kentucky. Can I
Yeah.
get maroon grimace? Basically, that's
Maroon Grimace.
I don't know what else it would be. Last one from Roy Lawson, who asked, since Carlo is new and going to school, I need to ask what original Western Division team in the SEC still has not played in the SEC football championship game? All right, well, that's a good question. Let's look at it. Let's break it down. We know Alabama has played many times in the SEC
Plenty.
championship. LSU,
Yep.
SEC championship game. Auburn,
Yes.
SEC championship game. Mississippi State played in one SEC championship game, 1998. Arkansas has played in multiple.
Yes.
So there's five, and then there's six original. Who is the one that we're leaving out? Who is the one team from the original SEC West that has never made it to Atlanta to play in the SEC championship game? Who?
Missouri?
No, they were in the
No,
East.
they got moved. They
They
also,
were in the East. They were never in the West.
well, they also.
Unless they're not one of the originals. They're not one of the
That's what I was
original.
going to say as well.
Yeah, we're talking about the original six when South Carolina and Arkansas, South Carolina. So the East teams are Vandy, Kentucky, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, and who? Oh, that's it. That's the original East. So who are we leaving out? It's Ole Miss. Ole Miss has never been to the SEC championship game. That's the team we're
Are you
missing.
kidding me?
That's the team we're missing. That's who it was. Good call, Roy. Yeah, I needed to let Carlo know that Ole Miss has never played in the SEC championship game.
Really?
Did you not know that?
No.
That whole thing was just a joke. That's a bit.
You were doing that as a
That was a
joke?
bit. Yeah, me and Robbie used to do that all the time. Robbie, who's no longer with us. That's a bit.
I thought it was
Like,
you for.
no, that's the one team that's never been from the original West.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm actually very quite surprised.
I'm not.
Well, the Ole Miss that I know is the one is the Kiffin
Yeah,
era.
still not good enough. Still not good enough to get over there to Atlanta and play for the SEC championship. So it happens.
Unbelievable.
All right, tomorrow's show. I'm not really sure yet. We'll figure out some topics. I think I'm gonna get Brooks. I'm gonna talk to Brooks and see if he wants to come on. I want to get his thoughts on this transfer portal class thus far. So we'll do that. I'll reach out to Brooks, and then we'll figure it out from there. Guys, have a great Wednesday. Back with you on Thursday for Carlo Barone. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.